I'm Anika Tabanag, and I'm a teen with a pretty normal life. On this podcast, I discuss basically everything about being a teenager. Sometimes I have guests over to come and talk with me. So, welcome to my life.
And the beauty that we did pursue. Hey guys, it's Anika. I'm your host for the show Dear Diary, and welcome to season 3! I don't know, I can't insert anything because it's a very raw podcast, so I can't insert any sound effect. But let me just tell you this, I can't believe it's been like 2 years since I started Dear Diary. This is a very shocking moment for me. Even though I'm not as consistent as I was, but still, it's still good to be able to, you know, do something for like 2 years, even though I've done YouTube for a very long time. I'm not consistent with everything because there are just things in life that just pop up and you're like. So that is why today I'm going to be telling you guys 15 things I learned at 15. I got my notes here. It's not really 15, it's only 11, but I'm just gonna simply improv the other four. But I can't believe I just turned 16 on December 28th of 2021. So I'm just gonna tell you guys the 15 things I've learned when I was like, when I turned 16 basically, or for the past 15 years of my life. Yeah, so I'm very excited, and without further ado, let's stop talking and get ahead with this podcast episode. So I'm not gonna do a little update because I'm planning to film a video, a separate video for an update video, but let me just say, update, I have COVID-19. But okay, whatever. We're gonna go with it now. Let's start with number one. Okay, actually, before I start with number one, I'm such a bad host. Let me just say, I am still unsure if I'm gonna be consistent, but I'm trying to be consistent now. So let's just hope I am consistent. I don't know. But last year I used to record episodes literally like 4 weeks before I even upload it, because I used to like record 4 episodes in 1 month, literally just in one day, I mean 4 episodes, and then just post it by the month. So I think I'm gonna do that just so that I can consistently post podcast content for you guys. Anyway, so number one thing I learned, I'm literally bad at this stuff. Anyway, look at this. This is my jade necklace. It's very cute. My grandma gave it to me. Okay, anyway, should I just use my AirPods? Sorry, I didn't know AirPods was a thing. Should I just use my AirPods microphone? Because I'm currently in the Philippines right now, and I have been here for like over a month now because we were supposed to leave earlier just so that I can, like, you know, do stuff there because I really miss my work there. Some of y'all don't know, I work at Leaf Cafe, and I really miss it for some reason. I love work, not just because of, like, I don't know, I just love the experience of it, you know, and I made a few friends there, and they give you free coffee, so very good stuff in there. But yeah, and I also miss rowing, and I miss being with my friends, so that's why I kind of want to go back home. But I'm stuck here because I've got COVID, and there's a lot to update with me right now, as you can see, but I'm not gonna update until my new video comes out, which I'm still editing. I'm literally, like, I have 2 videos I need to edit, but I can't edit them because I have been a little lazy lately. But I'm going to try to finish editing one video, which is actually so freaking long because it's, like, a school vlog. And, you know, school vlogs are very long because people just grab your phone and then start filming for, like, literally 5 minutes. And then you have to, like, review the whole footage. So it's hard. But, you know, I love doing it. Anyway, I have been wanting to start this. Let's start with numero uno. You can't even see it. Okay, number one, whatever happens, smile. This is probably my most favorite thing I learned for like the past year of my, not year, but like for the past 15 years of my life, because I feel like smiling always makes everything better. Okay, like, I don't know about you guys, but I grew up being a child that would, like, is always positive. Like, you know, I get scolded, but then 5 minutes later I'll be laughing and, like, you know, smiling and be happy. I've always been that child, and that's what my mom always told me. She's like, okay, you're always the happy child, so that's why I'm sort of like different from my siblings, I would say, I'm not like hashtag I'm different. Like, no, I'm not like that. I'm just like, because my siblings, I feel like they have emotions and I don't. That's a very bad way of putting it, but I'm really like, I always smile and I'm always happy constantly 24/7. It's sort of a weird thing actually, but that's always been me. And I may get sad about like, what? One, oh my gosh, my screensaver just turned on. I may get sad for like 5 minutes or so, but then I'm usually happy most of the time. I feel like in my whole entire life, I have been happy for 90%, and then 10% of that is like sad, angry, and all the other emotions. But because I feel like smiling is much better, and plus you look 100% prettier when you smile. So definitely smile, because I love smiling. So yeah. Number two is know your worth. I literally have a keychain, which it's actually in the room right now, but I have a keychain that says know your worth, because you literally should know your worth, people. Like, I have never in my entire life put myself down. Actually, it's hard to say never when sometimes you actually do it, you know? Like, I don't think I can remember any time that I put myself down. I don't think so, but I know my worth and I should literally just stand by it. People think that, you know, you should think low of yourself, be like, okay, sometimes you may get jealous when you go scroll to social medias and stuff like that, but for the most part, you should know your worth. It literally says it all in there. Know your worth. You know, we're not perfect, but honestly, you should just think you're perfect. That's it. I know I said that. I know not everyone is perfect. Everybody has flaws and stuff like that, but to be honest, that's sort of normal, and you should just know your worth. Like, you can define perfect by yourself, literally. You're not perfect in anything, I know, but you can define beautiful yourself, all the words in the world. Like, it's all on you. So you can say you're beautiful and have your own meaning of beautiful, if that makes sense. I don't know, I'm just blabbering different types of things that's in my head, but that's what I think. And I don't think anyone should put themselves down, you know? Like, don't think you're not pretty because of this, or don't think you deserve this because you did this. Like, no. So no one is much better than anyone. No one is higher than anyone. Titles do not matter. So like, if you're the president on anything, I mean, you kind of be able to like rule over something, but in reality, or like the end of the day, everyone's just humans and everyone can die with a bullet. So unless if you wear a bulletproof vest, but that's about it. Anyways, that's so weird. I swear I haven't recorded an episode in such a long time. Anyways, number three is sometimes faking confidence is good. Or not even sometimes, faking confidence is literally good. My whole entire life, I must say, I do have confidence, but there were times where I didn't have confidence. Like, when I first moved to Australia, everything seemed so different for me. So basically, I didn't know anything at that time. And I was like, what the hell is this? And how do you do this thing? Like, literally, I didn't know what a yellow sheet was. And I didn't know what an assignment was. Because in the Philippines, an assignment is literally just homework. So I didn't know, I remember the first time I received an assignment, everyone was literally freaking out about an assignment. And I was like, why is everyone freaking out in an assignment? It's literally just an assignment. And then I realized everyone's like, oh, it's so special, this yellow paper and stuff like that. And I'm like, what? And I was so confused what it was. So it was kind of funny, but now I know what a yellow paper is. And it's something you take seriously. So, I mean, you take your whole school work seriously, but you know, this one's got to be like serious. But basically, faking your confidence is good, because when I first came to Australia, I didn't really have that much friends. I was sort of forced into a friend group because of my student buddy. Like, my student buddy had a friend group, and she was the only girl in U, so I was basically just forced in to sit with them. And I mean, they were very good, okay? I don't want to hate on anyone, but they were good people. They were just really not my type. Or like, not my type, but I just didn't really vibe with them because I didn't really like talk that much. I would just sit there, eat, and I just didn't really vibe with them. Although they're very good people, I just, yeah, doesn't, you know, it wasn't me. So basically, I sat with them for like two terms or maybe even just one term. And then I found a new friend. And what the hell is wrong with my sweatpants? Look at that. I don't know if you can see that, but yeah, I found new friends and then I sat with them. And then that's when I gained my confidence. Because if you fit in with the right people, you literally will like show yourself much better. So in order for you to have confidence or even just fake confidence, you just gotta be with the right people sometimes, you know? So that's when I had confidence. And it's, I'm sorry, I just hate how my hair, literally this part is not curled and I'm just so annoyed right now. But yeah, fake confidence, because that's how you get real confidence. Like literally, I have been faking confidence my whole entire life, and I'm not gonna lie, it's been pretty good lately. Moving on, someone just coughed downstairs and I don't know who that is. Moving on, number four is do not settle for less. I don't know why I'm smiling saying this, but you know how people just, it's, I'm not talking about person only, I'm talking about literally anything in the world. Do not settle for less. Say you want to buy something, okay? So let's put it in a materialistic way, because I feel like people would understand much better. So say you wanted to buy a pullover, right? And the pullover you wanted to buy, or like the quality of this pullover, let's say Ralph Lauren, was for, how much are Ralph Lauren? $300, okay? Let's say that, like, that sweater is $300. But you can only afford $20 one. So you either buy something that's really bad for $20, or you buy something that's $300 and that's really good quality. Which one would you buy? You would obviously go buy the $300 one. You just have to save first, you know? Because you don't want to buy something just because it's accessible for you, you know? I don't know if that made sense. Basically, quality over quantity. That's it. Period. I should probably just title that quality over quantity. Then do not settle for less. But do not settle for less can also mean with people. Like, if somebody doesn't like you, then deal with it. You know, not deal with it, but like, if somebody doesn't like you, then it's their loss, not yours, so. Next one is number five. You are the main character. Do not let anyone literally tell you you're not the main character, because you should be living your life as if it's your own movie, because it is your own movie. Everyone is just living in it, you know? It's literally your POV. It's what you see. It's what you live. You make decisions. Oh my gosh, the alcohol is like open. I need to close it. But you know, sorry. It's your decision. So what I'm trying to say is, think of life as something you can make up. Not something you can make up, but basically life is your choice, you know? Everything you do, everything you say is within you. It's like you have the ability to choose. So basically what I'm trying to say is do not, oh, what was I trying to say? Oh yeah, you're the main character basically means you don't settle for less, quality over quantity. Everything that I just said before that is literally how you become the main character, you know? You're the baddest and the grooviest person in the earth. And you deserve that, so don't feel bad about that. Number six is every little thing matters. So I feel like sometimes we focus on the goal too much, so we forget about the process. Insert the climb song by Miley Cyrus. But basically, every little... Dang it, my grandma just messaged me. They didn't have English breakfast tea in the grocery store, so that's sad. Okay. My grandma is sending me pictures of... off to ice creams right now. Tell me which one to get. I'll get the Rocky Road. Anyway, so what I was trying to say, every little thing matters. Do not like focus too much on the goal where you forget about the process, the things that go, like the sacrifices you made, the blood, sweat and tears. Sorry, I just had to say that. But basically just focus on if you love everything or romanticize every little thing in your life, you will literally enjoy life. So you gotta also love the little things in life, the little gestures, the little conversations, the small talks, all this thing. Don't just think about the big ones, you know? That's basically it. Okay, moving on. Next one is, the person you can trust the most is yourself. I feel like I have been this person since I was young. Because it's not that no one is there for you, it's most likely like you should trust yourself more than you trust others. So don't criticize yourself, don't feel bad about yourself, or don't lower yourself, or just know your worth, basically, because at the end of the day, all you have is yourself. So take care of yourself, focus on yourself, and most importantly, focus on shaping yourself, and then focus on others, because you're the main character and you're the only person you have. Well, you have your family as well, or any other people that you trust, but you gotta trust yourself more than anyone else, except for God. Okay, moving on. Number eight is, prepare yourself to face the worst. I have heard this thing so many times, and if I'm being honest, I totally agree. Prepare yourself for the worst. So, what was the quote I heard? If you expect disappointment, then you won't be disappointed, you know? Always expect the good and the worst in certain situations, so then you won't be surprised about it, you know? It's like, how do I say this in, like, understandable, not just Annika's words way? You have to expect the worst so that when it comes, you're prepared, and then, like, you won't lose yourself, basically. So that's kind of what I always do. I always look at the negative and positive. Although I always root for the positive side, I am always sort of thinking of the negative as well. So it's like pros and cons. So then it's easier for me to face both sides. Number nine is, commitment is scary, but not trying is worst. I feel like I have been doing this my entire life. Oh, sometimes not, okay? And then sometimes people just need to, like, push me to... push me? Why do I do that? But basically, sometimes people just push me to do things in order for me to actually do it. So, yeah. Or sometimes I just avoid it because, you know, I know the consequences. But commitment is scary, but not trying is worse. I am a person who doesn't like commitment. Trust me. You must know in, like... You must literally know I am not a commitment person. I don't commit to things, really. And I know some people think it's bad to not commit, but, you know, sometimes not trying is much worse than commitment. So what if you're not committed to, let's say, a relationship? Not that I have been in a relationship, but if you're not committed to a relationship, at least you're trying, because you don't want to just look from afar and be like, ugh. Imagine, you know, dreaming and stuff like that. You have to try every single thing in your life, because YOLO. Oh, there's this movie I saw. I forgot what it's called, but it's an Australian movie. And it was so cool because it's this guy who, like, you know, always says later in life and, like, not do things now, that this old lady went to the, I don't know where they went, I forgot, and then gave him a wedding gift, and then after that, his life basically came by so fast. Like, the next day when he woke up, it's a year after, and then the next day, it was a year after, and it was just so fast that I was like, oh, damn, imagine if this is me. So basically, try everything as much as you can, because it's better to lose than to not try. Isn't this how you clap in, like, poetry? Okay. Number 10 is, it's better to know... that's literally what I was just saying. It's better to know than just wondering. Basically, that's it. That's literally what I said last point. It's better for you to know how it feels than literally just wondering how it feels, because you're not gonna just end there. You have to actually try it, you know? Say if you want to jump a cliff. You're wondering, oh, I wonder what it feels. Oh, do skydiving. Okay, I really want to do that. So say,
my grandma's so funny.
Okay, so say you want to do skydiving, or you don't want to do skydiving, but you want to know what it feels like. Well, how are you supposed to know what it feels like if you don't do it? So might as well do it, you know. Next one is the last one from my points, although it's only the 11th one, is accept change. Change is extremely hard, but if you want to be if you want to live your life, or if you want to be a good leader, you have to accept change. It's hard, I understand, but it's easier. Life goes by super smooth if you accept things easily. Well, don't accept different stuff, but if you accept things that are acceptable, trust me, life goes by easier. And that's it for, oh, my grandma's calling me. Hold on. Hello? Wait. Yeah. The first one. Blue one? English Tea Shop Organic. Oh, wait, yeah, the red one. Yeah. Milk. That's the tea. The second one. The red one. Yeah. Bye. My grandma just sent me photos of tea. So this is what she said. I told her to buy me an English breakfast tea because I really am craving for tea. So this is what she sent me, the blue one or the red one. And I said, I read the blue one. I was like, that looks nice. But then I read it. It's not the English breakfast. So I just said the red one. But anyway, as I was saying, what was I trying to say? Accept change. Change can be confusing. It's better to know than just wondering, because you don't know what change is like if you don't try it, you know? So that's it. Now I have four things I have to improv. Oh my gosh, yes, this one's hard. Okay. Number 12 is probably, I'm so bad at improving. Number 12 is probably be grateful. I know, this one's probably something that I've always done, and probably something that I always constantly tell you guys, but you gotta be grateful, dude. You have to be grateful, because how are you gonna enjoy the little things if you're not grateful? Look at my hair. It's grown, but that's what I'm saying. Be grateful, and it's that. I'm so bad at this podcast thing. Okay, number 13. Is, I don't know anymore. Oh, number 13 is, information is priceless. Literally keep learning, because information is priceless in this world. Not even just like simple learning information, but information you receive from people, like secrets and stuff. Literally take them seriously, guys. Take information seriously, because that thing is priceless. Although some people pay other people to get information, but trust me, information is priceless. So keep learning, just keep information. Literally, that's it. Number 14, I'm almost done with this improvising. Wait, am I in 13 or 14? I forgot, dang it. Number 14, I'm just gonna say 14 today, it'll be quicker. Number 14 is, I literally don't know, I'm so bad at this. Guys, you need to, what if I just ask you guys, what are the two things you learned? Never mind, that's too complicated. Number 14 is, don't be afraid to start. There you go, I said that. That just like went through my head immediately. But don't be afraid to start, because you can't finish something if you don't start, you know? So basically, don't be afraid to start, like how I started my podcast. I literally have no idea how to like do a podcast, but I just started, let me start a podcast. And now I'm currently making money with a podcast. I was like, I didn't even know I could make money until I was like famous with a podcast. So it was so shocking that I made money out of this. Anyway, lastly, thing I learned growing up is love. Love everybody. Love yourself. Be happy. If you're happy, you tend to love people much more. And if you love people, you tend to be kind. And then the world just goes like that. Love, be happy, love, be kind, and repeat. Anyway, that's my episode for today. It's been 25 minutes. It's shocking. Tell me, DM me on Instagram at Annika Podcast if you have anyone in mind that you want me to, if you want me to feature in my podcast, because I would love to have people come in. It's very fun to have them. So if you want to be part of my podcast, DM me. And if you want anyone to be in the podcast, DM me, like Tom Holland. I would love Tom Holland to be in my podcast. Just kidding. If only. But if you have anyone, I will try my best to get in touch with them. And I'll see you guys on my next episode. Don't forget to keep smiling, be happy, stay positive, and I'll see you guys next time. Toodle! Subscribe to this podcast and my channel. Bye. It's not pressing, sorry.
I hope you guys enjoyed that episode. It was so much fun. Make sure to follow our Instagram at Dear Diary by Annika, and my Instagram is at Annika Tabonic. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you want to hear more, tune in next Monday for the next episode. Bye.